tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba once again to this beautiful program and silsila, and that is Dimensions of Islamic Life. And alhamdulillah, we are going to introduce a beautiful subject of a discussion, that is Islamic guideline for social life. Yes, alhamdulillah, we as humans are social creatures that must work together for communities to function and flourish. And for that, we need guidance. And the guidance comes from the glorious Quran, from the Sunnah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the program is named, Dimensions of Islamic Life, where we learn different facets for life as a Muslim, and our social life is also one aspect of it, inshallah azza wa jal. Before we discuss this topic at length, let's inshallah azza wa jal not forget to extol the virtues of reciting Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, there's a natural need for social interaction as we are social creatures. Islam discourages isolation and life on the fringes, but promotes communal cohesion to help us foster positive interactions and build strong communal ties. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam provides us with valuable principles and golden maxims in this regard. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a brimming source of morality, politeness, and high ethics and morals towards not only fellow humans but to all of Allah's creation. Allah azza wa jalla says, "Laqad kana lakum fi Rasulillahi uswatun hasana." Indeed, for you, following the Messenger of Allah is best. Subhanallah. There can be no better example than the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us as an example to follow. Positive social interactions are shaped by, among other elements, good manners when interacting with parents, relatives, friends, neighbors, when we interact even with our customers, shopkeepers, hosts, guests, fellow travelers, and others. So our life is filled with the interaction of different kind from the time we wake up till the time we go to bed. The key is to, at every juncture, to do to others what you would like done to yourself. The way the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described this beautiful philosophy, he says, "La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi." That you cannot truly become a believer until you like for your fellow brother what you like for yourself. Meaning, if you like to have nice things, drive nice car, have nice homes, eat good meal, and on the other hand, when it comes to giving others, you give the quality that is of lowly third quality. You give somebody cheap stuff. As you, for yourself, you want the good quality stuff. So this double standard is not appreciated. Beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I will remind you once again, "La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi." None of you can become a true believer until you like for your fellow brother what you like for yourself. Good social conduct is not just needed by human beings, rather it is a requirement of every creature on this earth. In the beautiful ecosystem of Islam, we are even taught how to treat animals fairly. Without it, agitation, anxiety, persistent decline, and becoming distant from the pleasure of one's generous creator, it continues to increase. Thus, inshallah, Azza wa Jal learns some of the principles of social conduct from the teachings of the leader of creation, Habibun al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if the sunnah principles of good social conduct were to be explained in detail in the context of the current situation, yes, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his teachings are for lifetime, are there for every age, every century. We shouldn't think that these teachings, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these ahadith, these sunnahs he taught us 1400 years ago, that this is to be applied in every age, in the 20th century, in the 21st century now, and in every century afterwards until the day of judgment. Because the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final prophet of Allah, and his guidance, Allahu Akbar, is timeless guidance for humanity. Subhanallah. In one principle, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches us to always look for pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, being social creatures does not mean that in terms of pleasing people, you must now displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'azallah. No. At no cost are we to displease our Creator. Beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ إِمْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Actions are only based on intentions, and every person will only have what he intended. So yes, when we are doing something good, something virtuous, it shouldn't be to show people, to impress people, but it should be to impress our Creator. Yes, you do good to the people, but who's going to give us the reward of it? It is Allah Azza wa Jal that gives the reward. It's not people that give you the reward. So whatever it is that we do, must all be done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to impress people. Do it selflessly, as the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do. And as our elders have taught, neki kar darya mein dal. Do the good deed. Don't think much of it. Oh, I've done such a great thing. So on and so forth. If you have done it, it is that Allah Azza wa Jal has given you the tawfiq and the ability for you to do it. Otherwise, we are incapable of doing anything. In the second principle, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his teaching is that we should speak well or remain silent. These words, they can make or break you. They can bring a society together, bring the two countries together, and they can also cut ties between countries and continents. Power of words. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has laid a beautiful guideline for us, and he says, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut." Whoever believes in Allah and the final day should speak of good things or remain silent. Meaning, either you speak something that's good or remain silent. If you got nothing good to say, then it's better to remain silent. Such a beautiful teaching of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's say, for example, you are in a state of anger and you are fighting with someone. It is better for us at that moment to catch ourselves in the moment and to withhold that anger instead of lashing out on others. Because if you let go of it, you will say things in the state of anger that you will later regret. So why go through all that regret? Rather remain silent, and later on you avoid embarrassment. There are families that have been divided because of bitter words. Brothers, sisters, siblings, parents, children, friends, neighbors. just because of some heated argument, things are not the same. Those who used to be friends for life, today they are enemies to one another. And sometimes these bitter words can add to the situation. In the next principle, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us for a guideline, as a guideline for our social life, is that always be patient. This is life, and things happen. Something undesirable can happen to you, can happen to me, can happen to all of us any moment. It's unpredictable. It's not a bed of roses. Today, you have a good day. Tomorrow, you'll have a bad day. It's part of life. But how do we react to a situation that is unpleasant? That is where the guidance of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes. And he says, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدَمَةِ الْأُولَى. Patience is at the initial stroke of calamity. Yes, when the calamity strikes you, don't lose your senses and go berserk. Remember this beautiful teaching of Habibun al-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that patience is at the initial stroke of calamity. If you want to be a person that likes to observe patience over the little challenges that we come across, extend it, apply it in all situations, inshallah azza wa jal. And the fruits of patience is that we are blessed with the companionship of our Creator. Allah azza wa jal says in the glorious Quran, Inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. In the next principle, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has again given us a beautiful pearl of wisdom that we need to be always grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a society. And it is a blessing if we are grateful to Allah azza wa jal and have patience over a calamity. He says that the affair of the believer is amazing. All of it is good, and this honor is exclusive to the believer. When he encounters a pleasing matter, he thanks Allah, and this is beneficial for him. And when a hardship befalls him, he is patient, and this is beneficial to him as well. Subhanallah. So Allah Azza wa Jal, for us, for the believing people, he has made even the calamity a source of benefit. Subhanallah. In another narration, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, even if a thorn pricks the foot of a mu'min, that becomes expiation for the sins. Allahu Akbar. The next principle that is given from the court of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is about controlling our anger. Sometimes we are taken over by this feeling of anger. And this anger, this wrath that we, this rage that we feel actually, it is from shaitan. He says that we all want to be strong, right? This is natural desire of a man to be able to express your strength, to keep yourself strong. And the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you want to be strong, lashing out on people in the state of anger, that is not the expression of strength, but that is rather weakness. So what is strength in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He says, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالسُّرْعَةِ إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ أَلَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. The strong person is not the one that is able to wrestle, but the one who can restrain himself when he's angry. You realize that? Allah. Beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he again has given us guideline in terms of, you know, earning sustenance. We all are working class people. Some of you may own businesses, some of you may be factory workers, some of you may be working night shifts. We do many things to sustain ourselves, to provide for our families. But in doing all of this, there comes a time when we need to make a choice. At times, we are given a few choices. The choice sometimes is given to compromise with what is lawful in Islam, what is halal and what is haram. Sometimes we need to make a choice that if there is something doubtful, we don't know about the halal status of that thing, but we still go for it. At times like this, the nasiha and the command of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to address us, to guide us in this matter as well. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, دَعْمَا يُرِيبُكَ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبُكَ فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ طُمَانِيَةٌ وَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ رِيبَةٌ. Leave that which makes you doubtful, for that which does not cause you doubt, for truth is tranquility and falsehood causes doubt. So truth is the way to go, according to the hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And falsehood, you'll always find doubt in it. Therefore, avoid it. As we are earning our livelihood, some of us may be fortunate to have abundance of it, whereas some of us may be in dire need of it. So Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have given us commands to give in charity, to be generous. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most generous creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned in the hadith, جَاءَ رَجْلُ الْنَبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, Ya Rasulullah, which charity is the greatest in reward? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that you give charity whilst you are in a state of good health, in need, fearing poverty, and hopeful of becoming wealthy. The hadith goes further, and then the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do not delay it to the time that the soul reaches the truth. Meaning, he first says that the best charity is when you do charity in a state of good health, while you yourself are in need, fearing poverty and hopeful of becoming wealthy. And he says, do not delay it to the time that the soul reaches the throat. Meaning, don't wait for the time when you become rich and wealthy. That time may never come. And the moment will pass you by. The opportunity will pass you by. And you'll find yourself saying, so much is for so and so, and so much is for so and so, whereas it has already become theirs. Allah. Let's inshallah learn from this beautiful pearls of wisdom from the Mubarak tongue of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, we have a beautiful kalam for you, the naat of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madine ka safar hai aur main namdida namdida. And it is beautifully recited by our beloved Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari, Damat Barakatum Ali. Inshallah, enjoy the kalam and we'll return after we have listened to the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں اور مدنی چینل کے ناظرین، الحمدللہ عز و جل بچپن میں جو مجھے یاد پڑتا ہے، زندگی میں سب سے پہلے اگر میں نے کوئی نعت پڑھی تھی تو وہ یہی نعت تھی جو آج میں آپ کے سامنے ایک بار پھر پیش کر رہا ہوں۔ کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت، یا صاحب بصیرت، کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت، آنکھیں بچھی ہوئی ہیں ہر جا تیری گلی میں، دنیا تیری گلی میں، عقبا تیری گلی میں، عقبا تیری گلی میں۔
بابا کہاں چلے؟
مدینے،
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ، چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ نظر شرمندہ شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ لرزیدہ نظر شرمندہ شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ لرزیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ پیچیدہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ پیچیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ دزدیدہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ دزدیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے، مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ نادیدہ، مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ نادیدہ،
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ نندیدہ، جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ،
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر، وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر، فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ، فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ،
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ نندیدہ، جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویوز. الحمدللہ وی ہیو بین لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل کلام، مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ. مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی میک اس آل اے ٹریولر ٹو دا مبارک لینڈ آف مدینہ منورہ اینڈ گرانٹ اس توفیق ٹو وزٹ دا روضہ مبارک آف دا بیلوڈ مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ٹائم اینڈ اگین. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین. We were discussing the guidance of that Madina wale aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for our social life, and he discusses many principles. He has given us, alhamdulillah, beautiful principles for us to use it as our guidance in life. And in this principle, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam guides us to abandon that which does not concern us, meaning we shouldn't keep ourselves in a lurch when it comes to divulging in things that have no bearing on our life. And he says that from the beauty of a person's religion is that he leaves what does not concern him. In the next hadith, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ni'matani مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. Two blessings which people waste are health and free time. And this hits hard because we all in one way or another are guilty of it. How much time do we waste? And when we are in a state of health, we take it for granted as if we are going to be healthy forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take it away anytime. The health, the time, it's all in the divine control of Allah azza wa jal. And the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made us aware of that fact, that while we still have health, look after it. While we still have time, value it. In another beautiful hadith, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, value health before illness strikes you, and value your free time before occupation, before you get so busy when we do have free time, we don't take that advantage of it. There's so much that we could have gotten done in that free time. But no, we tend to let it just slip by. And this is what the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to remind us of. He says, two blessings which people waste are health and free time. The value of health, you as a healthy person may not know. Ask that person who's been bedridden. Ask that person who's walking with a crutch. Ask that person who has strength in order for him to be able to breathe nicely and for his heart to be able to pump the blood nicely. Ask that person who has got disabilities. Then you know the value of health. But we wouldn't know. We can't relate to it because it hasn't happened to us. Do we want to wait for that to happen to us? No, the time is now, inshallah, to look after our health. Eat healthy. Have healthy habits. Develop healthy habits. And look after your health. Because your body also has a right over you. In the next principle, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he makes us aware of the fact that we need to take into consideration the good health, just as we take into consideration when we are earning money and we save it for rainy days. What do we say? I'm saving it for rainy days. Yes. But why restrict it to money only? You save the money for rainy days. You save your assets for rainy days. But why restrict it to only money? Because we are the people of Akhirah. What about the good deeds, the currency of the hereafter? The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about that, إِذَا مَرِضَ الْعَبْدُ أَوْ سَافَرَ كُتِبَ لَهُ مِثْلُ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُ مُقِيمًا صَحِيحًا. When a servant of Allah becomes ill or travels, and he is unable to perform his regular deeds, good deeds are recorded for him like that which he used to perform in good health or while he was a resident. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. You see, we need to save our good deeds for rainy days as well. So when we are unable to perform the ibadah due to health issues, due to our travel arrangements, before that we need to take advantage of our health and worship Allah Azza wa Jal. So that in the days when we are not able to, due to our illness, due to traveling engagements, those good deeds are still written in our account by Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, we need to adhere to this beautiful hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam for our betterment in the hereafter. And at times we do take some of the good deeds, the virtues, to be trivial. For example, one may look at a good deed and say, no, this is too little. But the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam opens our eyes in this regard as well and says, كُلُّ مَعْرُوفٍ صَدَقَةٌ. Every good deed is an act of charity. So no good deed is small. Sometimes we may be granted entry into paradise for the trivialest of the deeds. We may not know which deed becomes dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have done. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, every good deed is an act of charity. And then he says in the next hadith, never deem any good deed as insignificant, such as meeting your brother in faith with a smile. It takes nothing for you to smile at someone, but it is a good deed, subhanallah. And we shouldn't think of it as insignificant. As the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, it's not insignificant. We just don't know. In the next principle, our master Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that indeed, whomever among you lives, he will see a lot of conflict, meaning we'll see a lot of conflicts in our life. And then he says, beware of the newly invented matters, for indeed they are misguided. Whoever among you sees that, then he must stick to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khalifs. Cling to it with the molar teeth, meaning hold on to it. Subhanallah. This is the advice of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He knows what's to come. He is the Prophet of Allah. He is the beloved of Allah. Allahu Akbar. And he can foresee that these matters are going to occur and is preparing us for that time when there is conflict. And then he says, when there is conflict, then what is the solution? To stick to the sunnah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the paths and the ways of the rightly guided khalifs of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Always obey the command and the sunnah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therein lies our salvation. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when it comes to our unity as Muslims, our cooperation with one another, helping one another at the time of need, feeling each other's pain, living in peace and harmony as an ummah, as a family, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam says beautifully, the believers in their mutual kindness, compassion and sympathy are just like one body. Meaning the entire ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like one body. When one of the limbs suffer, the whole body feels insomnia and fever. Meaning the whole body feels the pain of it. It takes the brunt of it when one body limb suffers. Why? Because we are one body. Whenever the brothers in any part of the world, brothers are suffering in Turkey, when there was earthquake, the entire Muslim ummah felt the pain. When the brothers in Pakistan were afflicted with flood, the entire ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt the pain. And the help and the aid and support came from all and sundry, from around the world. Likewise is the case when the ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam suffers in any part of the world. The rest of the population of the Muslim ummah across the globe, they feel the pain of it. Du'as are made in the masjid. Du'as are made on the minbar. Du'as are made in our gatherings for salvation and to relieve the pain and suffering of our brothers and fellow Muslims. Because we are one body, one family. If one limb gets hurt, gets afflicted, the entire body feels it. This is the state, and this should be the state of us as an ummah. It shouldn't be the case that there is one brother lying on the road, somebody hit him and he's begging for help, he's screaming for help, and we turn our cheek the other way. This is not becoming one body as an ummah. Subhanallah. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left beautiful guidance in this regard. Another beautiful hadith that should bring us as brothers together. And he says that if you are merciful, you shall receive mercy. And this is a guarantee of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one hadith, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man la yarhamu an-nas la yarhamhu Allah azza wa jal." Meaning, whoever does not have mercy on people, Allah Almighty does not have mercy on him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are kind, compassionate, sympathetic, and well-wishers of one another. To the entire ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this, alhamdulillah, these beautiful teachings of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can guide us in that direction. In this time of conflict and fitna, we need to come together as an ummah. In the next hadith, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, do not envy one another. Do not deceivingly outbid one another. Do not hate each other. Do not have aversion for one another. And do not enter into a transaction when someone else has already entered into it. and be fellow brothers and servants of Allah. Subhanallah. There's so much of wisdom and hikmah in this beautiful statement of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we as an ummah need to adhere to it. The next command of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that as Muslims, we should not oppress one another. He says that al-Muslim, akhul Muslim, wala yakhzuluhu, wala yahqiruhu. Meaning, a Muslim, a believer, is the brother of another Muslim. He does not oppress him, he does not forsake him, or belittle him. Meaning, all of these are unbecoming of us as brothers, as Muslims. In the next beautiful hadith, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said something so remarkable. He says to the Sahaba, and this is also the command for us, help your brother, whether he is the oppressor or the oppressed. A companion asked, Ya Rasulullah, it's all right to help him if he's oppressed, but how should I help him if he's an oppressor? The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded that prevent him from oppressing others, and that is you helping him. Subhanallah. There's so much of wisdom in this beautiful solution that is given from the court of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the final nasiha of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in today's episode and program, because time is of the essence, he says that if you err, if you have made a mistake, then follow it up with a good deed. In the hadith, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words are, ittaqillah haythuma kunta wa atbi'is sayyi'ata alhasana tamhuha wa khaliqin nasa bi khuluqin hasan. Fear Allah Almighty wherever you are. Follow up a bad deed with a good deed. It will wipe out the bad deed, and behave well with people. Let's inshallah azza wa jal make dua. Whatever we have learned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq first to me to make amal upon this beautiful command of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you as well, as it is the slogan of Yo Dawat Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. And together we can do it. We can make the change, inshallah. And now it is time when we introduce our segment for today. And the segment is, to succeed, you must read. Subhanallah. In this beautiful segment, we introduce a beautiful publication of Maktabatul Madina. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to again introduce a publication, a book of Maktabatul Madina, inshallah, azza wa jal. But before that, let's watch this clip and nasiha about taqwa. After that, we'll be back and discuss the book. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers of the channel, one of Islam's distinguished teachings is to fear Allah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, ittaqillaha haythuma kunta. Fear Allah wherever you are. Ittaqillaha, this refers to fearing Allah regarding the fulfillment of one's obligations and avoiding sins, and it stems from taqwa being the cornerstone of Islam. The stations of truth and certitude are attained from taqwa. All nations were instructed to fear Allah, as is stated in the Holy Quran, وَلَقَدْ وَسَّيْنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. And we have indeed emphasized to those who received the books before you and to you that remain fearful of Allah. Dear viewers of the channel, Prophet Dawood alayhi salam told Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, the taqwa of a believer manifests in three matters. Number one, having complete reliance regarding that which he did not receive. Number two, being content with what he has. And number three, firm patience concerning that which was taken from him. Dear viewers of the channel, when a storm began at some place, Atta Rahmatullahi Ta'ala would cry and exclaim, this is due to me. creation will be trialed by this. If Atta were to die, creation would be saved from this. Crying profusely, he would say, perhaps I will be dragged to hellfire first. Yet, I am heedless. Dear Vasumani channel, wherever the fear of Allah develops in people and wishing well for others becomes a part of their attributes, they will become a means for removing difficulties from people and facilitating ease for them. Their speech will be used to please Allah, as well as to benefit others and save them from harm. Dear Vasumani channel, their hands will not be used to pull people down, but rather to support them instead. Let us make a promise to fear Allah and avoid disobeying Him regardless of the condition we are in. Ameen bijahe Nabil Ameen Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back dear viewers, alhamdulillah. We're listening to this beautiful nasiha by our brother about taqwa and piety. There is a beautiful narration and account mentioned on page 4 of this beautiful book, Repentance of a Young Man, and that is our book today. Inshallah, we are going to speak about the book, and if you wish to obtain a physical copy of this book, you can visit the bookshop of Dawat-e-Islami in your area, in your locality. If you do not, then you have access to tablets, smartphones, iPads, laptops, computers, inshallah azza wa jal, and it is compatible with all the modern smart devices in PDF format, available from the website of Dawat-e-Islami, that is www.dawateislami.net. So today's book is Repentance of a Young Man. The speech of a pious preacher has a profound effect on the hearts of the sinners, and sometimes it completely transforms one's worldly life and the life of the hereafter. Sayyidina Salih Murri rahimahullah ta'ala was a great reciter of the Holy Quran, and his recitation was unique. Allahu Akbar. He rahimahullah ta'ala stated that I was once privileged to recite the Quran in a dream before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The renowned and revered Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Salih, this is the recitation. Where is the weeping? Where is the crying? May Allah have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Meaning, when we recite Quran, it is supposed to soften our hearts. It is supposed to bring khushu and khudu in our heart. It can't be the case that we are reciting the Quran, but tears don't flow from our eyes. Allahu Akbar. It is mustahab to cry during the recitation of the Holy Quran. The merciful Prophet, our beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that cry when reciting Quran. And if you are unable to cry, then at least adopt an appearance that is likened to crying. Let's inshallah make dua. Ata kar mujhe aisi riqqat khudaya. Ata kar mujhe aisi riqqat khudaya. Karun rote rote tilawat khudaya. Oh Allah, bless me with such a remorseful heart that I recite the Quran tearfully. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. And when the pious people recite the Quran, this is their state. Look at the recitation of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The recitation of the Quran by the awliya of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for their sake and pardon our sins. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.